Mike in Wisconsin is looking to finish up his basement. How can we help?
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Hey, thanks.
I've got a 100-year-old house that the basement walls are made of limestone, and they're crumbling. So my wife and I have decided to have the house lifted and new walls, the old walls excavated out, new walls put in. And the question I have is, what would you think would be a better material to use, poured concrete or cinder block, as far as cost effectiveness, either way, that type of thing? I wonder if you could help me out.
Well, my top choice would be poured concrete if you have the accessibility and can do it. But when you're doing a house lift like that, you know, sometimes site access is the issue, and it may be easier to do this with a concrete block than poured concrete. I would say if you have room to get the forms in there, Mike, I would go with the poured concrete. But, you know, that being said, if you don't have the room, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using a concrete block foundation if it's properly assembled. I hope that you have a good engineer on this project, because this is not a project that should be done by anyone less than that.
Right. Okay.
Because it's a tricky operation to get the weight off that wall and dig out the old one and then rebuild the new one and then gently get the weight back on it.
Right. I understand. Yeah, I've already got an engineer lined up to at least start looking at the site for me.
Yeah, you want an engineer to supervise this project. Not only do you want to make sure that it's going to go successfully, your house is not going to come tumbling down, but when it comes time to sell the house, some questions might come up about the work that was done on the foundation. If you have an engineer's certification that it was done up to their specifications and their design, that's as good as a pedigree on the structure of your house.
Well, super. I really appreciate you guys giving me a lot of great information. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You know, painting your house, do it yourself. Mm. Replacing your foundation, not so much.
And it's a really interesting process. Around where I live, there were several homes around the town that happened to just be repouring their foundations around the same time. And it was interesting to watch these homes completely moved and lifted. I mean, what a nightmare. If you're that homeowner, you're just watching in disbelief as your house is completely...
It is pretty fascinating. You know, the one of the techniques that they use is called needle beaming.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine taking a girder and threading it through the old foundation as if it was a needle. You know, a thread through a needle.
That is insane.
And then they lift the beam up, and of course that lifts the house, and now there's no weight on the foundation. They can get under there and replace it. It's pretty a challenging process, but if you got to do it, that's the way to go.